WQCQ CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. And tonight we're going to start off with brand new hams that have never checked into a net before, or maybe have only done it once or twice and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we don't have any new hams this evening, but you never can tell. They've started testing sessions again, so we should be getting a bunch of them flowing in here pretty soon. We go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred over in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. If you're listening, Fred, appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KM4RGX. That's Carol over in Greenville. Good to have you as night, Carol. N4DJC. That's Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane in 6 Mile. Appreciate all of you for checking in using the pre-net check-in capability. And next up on the list will be the EchoLink stations, and we've got a couple. So EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and up by Missoula, Montana. Be negative and negative, just listen.
4DJW. Please check in and out, Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're in beautiful Greenville County at the base of Parris Mountain. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KW4TS. That's Jim, who is in Montana. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Montana, that's a long way out. Appreciate you being with us this evening, and do stay safe out there. And K4ZZX, that's Steve, over at the base of Harris Mountain in Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Take care. And tonight, being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begin with letters I through L. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu, X-ray.
Kilo 4,
Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
Whatever you. You and Miss Amy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Dave. Good evening to you and Amy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
J. Doe. India 4. Lima Zulu Inc. JI4LZI on HT. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone out there is having a good night. 7-3.
EJW. Check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. That's K4LWE. This is a new call sign for me. I've been checking in with Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, Echo, India. I live in Piedmont. My name's Larry, and I will be negative and negative.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid calls the 14664 net. Every Sunday at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. That's 14664, just a click or two up from where we are right now, and with a tone of 91.5. I could always, when I used my Plex radio on for calling it, I could always see signals right up the band from our signals while they were talking. So that was kind of cool because they're so close. Anyway, Sid, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay safe. KI4LZI, that's Andy over at the base of Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. You're sounding good. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry who's bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. And they make their home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight as well, Larry. Tell Donna we said hey. And K4LWE, that's a new call for Larry who's in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're enjoying that new call. Might take us a little while to get used to it. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
We have Foxtrot,
yeah. Greenville,
negative and negative.
Okay, net control would like to recognize K4JF. That's Jim, who is over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. We do have another EchoLink station, so we're going to allow EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. And also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. It's KN4HTP. And my name is Mark, if you don't recognize me. Anyway, appreciate you calling that, Dave. We'll be in and out tonight, 7-3 to everyone.
Okay, net control would like to recognize W2MJB, that's Mark. He's bringing with him KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're over in Simpsonville. Mark, I always recognize your voice on the air. No issue there. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you and Wendy are doing well. Don't make her cook too much. They need a break, too. Appreciate you being with us. And I know you enjoyed all those baked goods for your birthday, so glad she was able to do that for you, but give her a break. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and move on to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of suffix of the call, with the first letter of suffix of the call, begin with the letters M through P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, net control would like to recognize KM4OTA. That's Kenneth over in Seneca. And if I don't have that right, Kenneth, you were kind of scratchy, so I just have to go by what was in my logbook because I really couldn't pick up on that. You're right there at the white noise. But we do have you checked in. Kenneth in Seneca, KM4OTA. If I've got anything wrong about that, Kenneth, please do let me know. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. Sounding good as usual, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said, hey, hope you guys are staying safe, doing well. And K4OIM, that's Walt. He's over in Inman. You're sounding good as usual tonight, Walt. Do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. Any other stations? Mike through Papa.
Checked in here or not. W4NDK, Whiskey 4, November, Delta Kilo.
Charlotte. I'm out after fumble.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize a fantastic signal all the way from Charlotte. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4NDK. That's Nate. Sounding good from Charlotte this evening, Nate. Wish I could do that good. I made many trips up to Charlotte trying to get in, and only was successful a handful of times. You're able to do it consistently, so that's really good. You're doing good. Appreciate you being here this evening. One last call for Mike through Papa. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and bump it to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of suffix of a call that begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in, Kilo November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
DJW, Foxtrot 4, Romeo, Victor Hotel. My name is J.D., I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. This is John over in Inman. Got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you being here faithfully every evening. And KF4RVH, that's JD in Berea. You're sounding good tonight, JD. Haven't heard you in a while. It's good to hear you on the radio. Good to hear your voice on my radio. Appreciate you being here. Take care. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Put K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'll be negative, but I got another bear story for you guys pretty soon. So, well, that's coming up fairly soon. Y'all have a good evening. Thanks for hosting the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4RHF. That's Bob over on the border between Greenville and Taylor's, who's going to keep us on pins and needles until he decides to deliver another bear story to us. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Can't wait to hear your bear story. Appreciate you being here. One last call for Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll move on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called that begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and I'm also negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Okay, that last two was almost a perfect double. But, Alan, you lasted a little bit longer, enough for me to get your name and in Piedmont, and that's all I got. But I did hear enough of Landon's voice to know that that was Landon, but I don't know where he is. Net Control would like to recognize KG4WNP. That's Landon somewhere out there, Liberty, Dacusville, maybe mobile, maybe stationary. But anyway, you guys almost doubled perfectly. So the other station that doubled with Landon, can you come back again?
Yeah, this is K4VKN, Allen and Piedmont.
Okay, you guys keyed up right at the same time, so it's nobody's fault, right? That was like a perfect double. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan, sounding good from Piedmont tonight. Appreciate you being here. Alan, hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy sounding good from Southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll go ahead now to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. First letter of suffix of your call that begins with letters A through D. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DJW, this is November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joe and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave and the net. I have no traffic, but I will hang for a comment. Good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. I already did that. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. I forgot to check him off. KO4AOW, that's David, with a direct pipeline, line of sight. It's got to be line of sight to the repeater. Sounds good, David. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And N4DIZ, that's Joel over in Greenville. Got you down for comments, Joel. We will be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? Okay, looks like we got that group. We're going to go to the patient group now, the Echo Through Hotel group. Station with the first letter, suffix your call. It begins with letters E through H. When I like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call that before DJW.
4DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and we'll be negative. Great day, thanks.
Okay, Harry, it's starting to look like you've got the patient group all to yourself. Net Control Electric recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry and Chandler. Good to have you with us tonight. I was hovering my mouse over the rag chew column, and you said no, I didn't click. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you had a good day. Hope you're staying safe. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
There we go. Kilo Mike 4, Zulu Sierra Tango, Joel from Anderson. Negative and negative, thanks.
Okay, that last station, you're down in the white noise. I got Kilo Oscar 4, but I didn't get your suffix. Can you come back with a suffix again and maybe try to speak a little bit louder or with the mic further away from you or, like, move around a little bit, get a little bit more oomph?
That's Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, Yankee, Victor, in Whitmire, South Carolina. I'll be negative.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KO4ACA. That's Bill over in Greenville with some fantastic audio as well. These new hams with these great rig setups, I guess going through that training that EEY is doing a good job because we got some new hams coming in with some fantastic setups. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. You've got it dialed in. And KM4ZST, that's Joel over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joel. Hope you're doing well. And KO4EYV, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. And can I get a name and a location to go with that? Okay, David, you've got a such a new call that it didn't show up in my copy of my FCC database that I updated yesterday. So, and it hasn't migrated over to QRZ yet either. So that's fresh, hot off the press call. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope to hear you many, many more times on the net. We're here every single evening at 9 p.m. and appreciate your patience while I work to get you checked in this evening. You're doing good. Keep it up. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. That includes Echolink stations because we do have a new Echolink stations. So anybody all the way through the alphabet, Echolink included, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo November 4, Sierra, Mike Oscar, KN4SMO. This is Scott. I'm down in Edisto Beach this week. Be negative and negative. Thank you.
C4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. Bill in Anderson. Good evening, Dave, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4SMO coming to us over Echo Link from Edisto Beach this evening. That is Scott. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Sounding good as usual, Bill. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
Please check in WB4, Fox Echo, Echo Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Just got off the phone and got in here. I was hoping you're still on here, so check me in, Dave. And I won't stick around tonight, but just check me in and out, please.
Okay, Net Control like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville just getting off the phone, and we are still here. Second shift has not arrived yet, so you've got plenty of time, Dan. Appreciate you being with us this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet before we shut down the formal portion of the net. Call W4DJW.
4SZ, Dan Hill, Dallas, Texas.
Please
In and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KC4SKD, that's Larry, he's bringing with him, KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda, they are over and easily. You pushed us all the way up to 40 tonight, Larry, tell Miss Rhonda we said hello, and appreciate you guys being here, you guys stay safe. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John. He is over in Inman. John called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. Excuse me. What's going on in your world, Dave?
Well, John, I'm going to tell it to you like Gary tells. I'm going to use an expression that Gary uses. My tired is showing. Had a grueling day at work today, a long, long day. 1 5-hour meeting. And then a whole bunch of other meetings in between, so I'm kind of wore out. How about you? How was your day?
What I would call fun, but I've got a little procedure taking place in the morning, and I haven't eaten all day. I've got to be on an empty stomach when I go in, so I'm starting to get just a little bit hungry. I haven't had anything to eat all day.
Well, that is annoying, not being able to eat. I kind of snack all throughout the day, and then I make sure I eat lunch. My lunch time is 3 o'clock is when I eat lunch, and then eat supper about 7 or 8 o'clock. But, yeah, that's annoying when you can't eat. I hope everything's going to be all right for you tomorrow.
It's just, you know, routine, but it's just one of those things you can't put up with. Yeah, you're on those weird California hours with your whole life, aren't you?
That's true, and that works out well because my wife, she's working from home now too, and she works late, so we both work late. She starts earlier than I do and finishes just a tad bit sooner than me. I usually start later than she finishes earlier, which means she works more hours than I do. So it works out kind of good. And like some days, like today, if I get a 5-minute break to go down and get something to eat, she's working. And when she gets a 5-minute break to go get something to eat, I'm working. So we don't see each other all day, but we're in the same house all day long.
Roger that. Well, you know, you do what you got to do, I guess. I'm looking forward to Friday night to hearing both Bob's bear story and Harry's snake story. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, everybody's going to have to check into that. You get two for the price of one. That's going to be good. A bear story and a snake story. Maybe the bear and the snake have an encounter. Go ahead, comment.
This is Bob. I got a snake story for you, too. I don't know if you want to hear it, but I think it's kind of funny. Now, remind me. K4RHF.
Okay, you going to hold on to that one until Friday, or are you going to give us that one tonight?
I'll go ahead and give you that one tonight if you want it.
Go right ahead. It'll be a primer for Fridays.
The regular bear story, but it's a quick snake story. I was hiking with my boy about 15 years ago. He was a little kid. He was 7 or 8. And took him up to Whitewater Falls. We went up to the overlook at the top of the falls, and we hiked down the little trail down to the bottom. Got all the way down there and played around for a while and came back up, and we're hiking back up the hill, and we're talking about, he got talking about bears and stuff. Are there bears out in these woods? I said, yeah, there's bears out here, but you'll never run across them, you know. Yeah, how do you know? I said, well, I've seen a couple up in the Smokies, but there are a lot of bears up there. So he said, well, what about snakes? I said, well, you know what, I've seen a couple, but you might go your whole life without ever even seeing one. You just have to be alert. And I bet you'll never even see a bear up in here. And I went, or a snake, and we went about 10 more steps, and he says, Dad. And I said, what's that? He said, stop. And I stopped. He said, look down. And I looked down, and there's a copperhead slithering between my legs. And I didn't live that down for a long time. Oh, yeah, I'll never see any bears, and I'll never see any snakes. And what was that, Dad? Was that a copperhead? So that was my snake story, and it took me a long time to live that one down. K4RHF.
Well, Bob, that reminds me of a saying that I heard over in France all the time. It's jamais dit jamais. That means never say never. Right? You'll never see one. Because the minute you say that, you're going to see one. And sure enough, you did. Well, I'm glad nobody got bit by it, and he got the opportunity to see a snake.
I got a hole in my leg from another copperhead, but that's a whole other story. It wasn't about 10 steps, and he hollered. He was looking, and he saw the thing, and I just missed it entirely. I just stepped right over it, which is a good thing because I didn't step on it. But it was just a little one, you know. The thing was maybe a foot or two long. He was just gleeful. You know, oh, wow, you know, Dad said I'd never seen any snakes or bears, and then we immediately saw a snake. So that was his, you know, I mean, I had to put up with that for quite a while, him telling the scouts and everything else. Anyway, that's the snake story, one of them. K4RHF, and I'll save the other one for Friday. Take care.
Okay, Bob, well, that's pretty cool. You get the opportunity to see that. Well, usually around here we only see black snakes, and we see them going across the yard, and they'll stand up, you know, with their head like a foot off the ground and look around, and then they'll go back slithering around. Like to keep the black snakes. But back when I had this really cool cat, he was like a Maine Coon. He wasn't a Maine Coon, but he was the size of one. He was really, really cool. He could sprint across the backyard. When with three hops, he could traverse the whole backyard. And it's a pretty wide backyard. And he would bring copperheads, rattlesnakes, it didn't matter. He went out and found them. He'd chew their head up, and then he'd leave them at the back door or the front door. So he was a pretty cool cat. He lasted about 7 or 8 years, and then he got sick and passed away. I really miss that cat. But he gave us the opportunity to see snakes a lot more often than we would have otherwise. Appreciate your snake story, Bob. Take care. Back to you, KF4RJN, or KN4RJN, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJWKN4RJN, you know, we're not going to, since Bob told us that story, we're not going to let him live that down for a good while longer.
Yeah, you can never say never, because as soon as you say never, that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah, K4RHF.
Comment?
Go ahead, Harry.
It's one of the third corollaries of Murphy's Law, isn't it?
It could very well be, but it's widely known that you don't do that. Bob, hint, hint, Bob.
Especially when you let it travel at the speed of light, and you don't have any folks out there listening that we don't know about either. So, anyway, y'all have fun. I'm going to have to embellish my snake story for Friday night or something. You guys are about to top me over here. I'm going to have to make up some stuff. Make it sound a little more exciting. Anyway, John didn't hear that. He's still waiting on Wendy to bring him some brownies. So we'll let it go at that. KC4EZN.
Yeah, him and Mark work Wendy to death. Bacon with baked goods. Anyway, appreciate that, Harry. Back to you, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ahead, check in.
Control, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, Ken and Pickens. I'll be negative and listening.
Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FDU Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
We're CHW, Stockbridge, Georgia.
OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel, Pat Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you.
Okay, one of these went really fast, so correct me if I'm wrong. Net Control Electric Recognized, KA2AXQ. That's Ken over in Pickens. Good to have you as night. Ken, haven't heard you in quite a while. Good to hear you back on the radio. And KK4FTU, that's Richard in Slabtown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And this one I'm unsure about, KD2CHW. And that sounds like James in Stockbridge, Georgia, but I'm not sure. I could have got the suffix wrong. And K4OSH, that's Pat. Sounding good from Alden. Good to have you tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations or corrections, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I kind of figured that. Go ahead with the correction.
That's Kilo Delta 4 at Charlie Hotel Whiskey, and you are correct. I am in Stockbridge, Georgia, southeast of Atlanta. Y'all are coming in about an S3 or so tonight.
Okay, then I had it right and I said it wrong. Kilo Delta 4, Charlie Hotel Whiskey. That's what I had. I probably read it wrong. It's been a long day, but you know how that goes. Anyway, you're sounding good from Stockbridge, Georgia. I was kind of shocked. I'm not sure how far away that is, but you're making it in just fine. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, John, back to you. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I'm glad those guys checked in. I was laughing so hard I choked on my cigar. But see what kind of stuff I can stir up when I get going. other than that, I know there's other people out there want to chew on your ear for a little while. So I'm back on out of here, and sounds like second shift starting to show up. So we'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, I'm clear.
Okay, John. Well, looking forward to your snake and bear stories come Friday night. Appreciate you hanging around with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
Okay, I did hear one other call over James and Anderson. And we'd like to get you checked in, so do try again. Net Control Lock Direct Nine is KD4OTW. That's James. Barely making it in tonight, James, from Anderson, but you made it in. Appreciate your persistence. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
WAW. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative.
Good evening. TND, Buddy and Taylor, hello.
Okay, Net Control Lock Direct Nine is KB1BNT. That's James over in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you being here this evening. And KA4END, that's Buddy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you checking in this evening, Buddy. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
JW. K4ROW. Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
You're sounding good tonight, Richard. You barely made it in the other night, but you're sounding good tonight. Net Control Lock Direct Nine is K4ROW. That's Richard and Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, next one up on the stump this evening is N4DIZ. That's Joel over in Greenville. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW, K N4DIZ. Well, the first thing is I got my power supply problem corrected, and hopefully it won't happen again. It has those, I call them torpedo fuse holders. They're, you know, series, and I had to do this one time before, and so I did it again this morning, and so far everything's working okay. Over.
Well, it absolutely is, Joel, because you're in there rock solid now. No issues tonight. Glad you were able to put that one to rest.
And, well, today I like building antennas. So today I built an antenna, put it up, put coax on it, and listened on it for a little while, but I'll probably never use it again. I've never done 6 meters, and that's just not something I'm interested in. I do high frequency, and of course the 2-meter and 440. But anyway, I didn't have nothing to do, so I put that together, and it works, I guess. And so that's what I did today. We didn't have no thunderstorms up here today. It thundered a little bit. We had just a few sprinkles. wrinkles, but other than that, the weather was fine. Over.
Well, Joel, I've never done 6 meters much either, other than a couple of times when Steve called me and told me there was a band opening, and I jumped on it, and we were able to make some long-distance contacts. But that's about the only time. Steve, the one that's up in South Dakota now. And other than that, I never had a whole lot of luck with it. It was just always dead, or there was just nobody on it, one or the other. But every once in a while, it opened up, and he'd give me a call, and we'd jump on it and go make a lot of contacts. But the weather here was a few sprinkles, I think about mid-morning, and that was it. Nothing else. No wind, no heavy rains like we've had the day before that, which was a gully washer. But a lot of nice sunshine today. Like you said, really nice weather over here in Greer.
Yeah, it's just been nice. We had sunshine, and so I enjoyed that. And with that, Dave, I will let you go and say 73's W4DJW and 4DIZ.
Okay, Joel. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of that, and I hope you do break that antenna out at least once or two more times just to make it worth your while. But I understand if you get it to do what you want it to do, the fun is the journey, not the destination. I do that with building software-defined radios, the little soft rock radios. Those are fun to build. And then once you get them on the air and you make a few contacts, it's like, okay, what's next? I know exactly what you're talking about. Anyway, appreciate you being around this evening, and hope you do well, and look forward to hearing you on more nets to come. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good morning, Dave and the group. Please check in. KJ4HIA, and Robbie's watching TV in the front room. Yeah, that's interesting. That's just we used to build us first kid I built was a Highway Patrol receiver. AM radio, a car, AM radio, and it had a crystal to it. But anyway, no traffic, no comments, and you're doing a good job.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KJ4HIA, that's Gene. He's bringing with him KJ4KOX, that's Miss Robbie. They're over in Greenville. I built one of those too, Gene. What did they call that? Can't remember the name of that one, but I can visualize it in my head. But it received HF frequencies. Had two knobs on it, two tuners on the front. And I had to take it apart and put it back together about six times before I got it working. I think I was either a preteen or a little bit before that when I built that radio, and I couldn't get it to work. And my dad would say, take it apart and put it back together. And follow the instructions. And I'd do it, and he'd say, take it apart and put it back together and follow the instructions. And about the sixth try, that thing worked. So evidently there was something in there I was missing. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. That was the debut of my radio building. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, everybody check your mics, because we've got somebody that's keying up and no audio. I don't know if you're trying to send audio or you might be sitting on your mic, but if your mic is sitting in your chair, take a look at where it is, because somebody's sitting on one. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we've got everybody. Be sure and stop by tomorrow night where Gary, KI4DOS, will be calling the net, and he'll have the swap net. Everybody enjoys a swap net, so be sure and stop back in with Gary tomorrow night and check in with him. I'm going to go ahead now and send in my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
KJ4KLX, you copy?
KJ4HIA.
Cell phone, KJ4HIA, KJ4KLX, mobile listening.
Hey. DJW, KN4, UBG.